they don't have fluffy, pretty fluffy tails. They're real scrawny.
I know, the squirrels in El Paso.
Aren't they awful? I don't know. What is a chipmunk? I don't know what a chipmunk is.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Chipmunk.
Yeah, I really didn't know.
It has little stripes on its back, and it runs around, and they are cute.
Oh, okay.
There's another little animal that, see, we don't get chipmunks here, but there's another little tiny animal about the same size, you know, about that big. It'll sometimes stand up on its hind legs, and it's just a tawny color, like a, you know, like a sandy color. And sometimes they have a little stripe down their back, a little black stripe down their back, but they dig little holes, and sometimes they undermine people's houses, evidently.
I have no idea.
Would you call it a ground squirrel, or have you heard of ground squirrels?
I've heard of ground squirrels, but I just figured it was a variety, and I didn't know it. And it's small, mm-hmm. then. It's smaller than.
Do you ever see other kinds of rodents?
Mice? Is that what you're...
what kinds of rodents do we get around here?
I guess we have... I know we had rats in the Lower Valley, but... when they tore down Price's Dairy, they moved into the Rosedale area, and it was, I've heard some real lousy tales about rats in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of another rodent. I don't know what a mole is. I guess that's a rodent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's another kind of rodent that digs under the ground. It's about as big as a prairie dog, but it doesn't. You never see it, really. It's usually underground. Do you know what it's called?
I think I know what you're after. I can't think of it.
Well, I'm thinking of a gopher.
Gopher. Okay. I've never seen a gopher.
Okay, how about a woodchuck?
I've never seen a woodchuck.
Me neither. All right. A reptile that crawls along very slowly and has a shell on its back is called?
Snail.
Well, it's a reptile.
Oh, a reptile. A turtle?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And turtles that only go on land are called what? The land variety of a turtle, is it?
I don't know. Another word I can think of is terrapin, but I don't really... Is that a...
I've heard people say that.
Does that mean it's just on land? Or?
People have said that, but you're not sure.
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you know some animals that people hunt in El Paso?
Dove? Well, that's not an animal.
Well, sure it is.
Deer.
Yeah, the birds, too. They count.
Yeah. Okay, dove and deer.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I know.
What other kinds of desert animals do we have around here?
Coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have... mountain lions, I understand. I've never seen one, but...
Evidently, there's one in my neighborhood.
You're kidding me.
Well, a little bit lower down, but...
Really? And where is this?
We live on Brisa del Mar, which is up by the mountain.
Okay.
And this mountain lion jumped into a lady's backyard down the road. I think she's off of Red Road.
Yeah.
So it's between our house and the freeway. Going down Red Road. I don't know if you know where that is.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that is scary.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I don't think I'd ever heard that from anyone except I had gone to Discover El Paso, and the speaker was with the Wildlife Department, or the Parks Wildlife Park, I guess, up there, the Franklin Park. I don't know what that's called. He said there are some mountain lion up there. And we went to Big Bend just over Easter, and there were signs everywhere. Be careful, don't take small children with you on the trails, because of that one, So,
how scary.
Well, yeah, I just...
There's a really cute postcard. I have it in a book of, like, old postcards. They're really funny. But it shows this old woman with a little dog. And it says, trolling for mountain lions.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, wow.